Hello, and welcome to the Three Amigos, but right now it's just the Two Amigos.
Whenever our third amigo left us.
Not actually, but welcome to our podcast about this episode particularly is about Russia.
Woo!
Which, Russia. Personally, I love Russia.
Russia is amazing. I like it. It's from there.
Despite what some others might say, their folk music is actually beautiful.
I like folk music, so.
I love Russian folk music.
Just like any folk music.
I don't know what the song's actually called, but like the Tetris music.
Oh my god.
But like not the 8-bit version, like the actual instrumental version is actually really good.
Yeah.
But so we're going to talk about just Russia, Slavs, babushkas. It means, and fun facts, we found out that Russians were taught not to smile in school.
That is a sad fact.
Very sad.
It's so sad.
What are some other facts that we have pulled up here?
Moscow has the third busiest metro in the world.
That's cool. I wonder if it's like, I'm just imagining like snowy Japan. But with scarves and scarves and vodka.
Vodka.
Vodka. Cheeky breeky vodka.
No.
Cheeky breeky means let's party in Russian.
Woo! Yeah. Let's party vodka.
But that comes from the Slav thing.
The Slav?
Yeah, the meme.
Oh.
Yeah, where they wear Adidas and they're like squatting.
Yeah. So I can tell you what a Slav is in case you were wondering.
Yes, what is a Slav?
A Slav is a member of a group of peoples in a central and eastern group speaking Slavic languages, and they were some of the first people in like Russia. So that's cool, I think. Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Close enough. Didn't look it up or anything.
Let's see what babushka is.
Babushka?
Search the definition of a babushka.
Babushka.
So if y'all don't know, babushka is like a Russian grandmother.
Actually,
there's a
or in Poland.
Oh yeah, in Poland.
In Russian, in Russia and Poland, a babushka is an old woman / grandmother.
So babushkas wear the scars around their head, and it's the little Russian lady vine with the dog. The Russian lady, watermelon.
You ever seen those like in the USA, in Russia? Meanwhile, in Scotland.
I love those. I love like the memes about comparing different countries.
Yeah, those are cool. Oh, I have that. No, don't need that.
What are some other pretty cool facts?
Well,
we need even funner facts.
Funner? In Russia, Moscow, Russia, right now it is 41 degrees.
As of 8:27 a.m. to 17:20, it is currently 41 degrees in Moscow, Russia.
It's not the 17th, it's the 18th. You got the date wrong. It's the 18th.
Crap, I guess I took my biology test yesterday. Well,
it is currently partly cloudy. What is it? It is 5 degrees Celsius.
That's pretty freezing.
But it's not freezing, because 0 degrees Celsius is freezing. Smart brain. Smart brain. Big brain.
Big
smart
brain.
Girl.
I saw somewhere on a Tumblr post that like 0 degrees and like a certain degrees in Fahrenheit are the same thing, and they sort of did like a mind trippy thing with it. Russian fun facts.
Yes. Facts.
Okay.
Moscow has more billionaires per capita than anywhere else in the world.
Boring.
But they have a lot of rich people.
Russian women really do walk around in 6-inch heels?
Hold on.
brides go on a city tour after getting married.
Can you hear me?
I hope so.
It's like, yeah, I'm here. Yeah, here, put it like right here,
yeah.
Just in case. I've been talking this whole time. Just in case.
If they can't hear this, they can just turn up their volume.
Yeah.
Or we can have
closed
captions.
We're blaming it on the computer.
Yeah, we could just have closed captions.
What is Russia famous for? Cold climate, vodka, bears.
They are famous for vodka, bears, and drug cheating scandal. I guess that is what real Olympics.
It saw athletes banned from real Olympics.
Fun fact. So I think it was in England or something, or some sort of place that has a different time zone than Russia, but they said that the Olympics were on this day and this time. Russia went, and it turns out they were a week late because of time zones. So they got it all, they got the information mixed up, and so Russia didn't compete in the Olympics because of it. So,
there's a lot of churches in, okay, the village of Suzdal. Only 15 square kilometers, but has incredible 53 churches.
I mean,
that's a lot of churches.
They need their Jesus.
Are they all Christian churches? Or are they...
Orthodox. Eastern Orthodox.
Yeah.
That's like a type of Christianity.
Yeah.
It could pass.
Close enough, right?
Close enough. It could pass. Let's find
the
some
Trans-Siberian Railway crosses 8 time zones, goes through 87 cities and towns, and crosses 16 rivers, including the Volga River, which is
so trippy.
A very nice drainage system. It's like, in the Volga River basin almost never floods. Fun facts.
That's fun. With jet lag, is that just being on the airplane too long, or does that have to deal with time zones too?
Well,
because
like,
if it does, then you'd have serious jet lag.
No, because like
plane, no.
Jet lag is like because like here it's like 8:30, and then like in New Zealand or something, it's like early morning. It's like 3 a.m. So yeah, jet lag is like feeling like you're still in your own time zone, but you're not.
Especially if you're on that train.
Oh my goodness. But like it only goes like by hours, so it's just an 8-hour difference.
They've passed the quantum realm. They transcend.
I think I have 2 pages of the same facts.
Anyways, I hope y'all like this podcast.
Thanks for listening to us ramble about random things for 8 minutes.
We really didn't plan what to say beforehand. I was just like, let's just talk about memes, Slavs, and babushkas.
Yeah, I think that's a good plan.
We barely even talked about any of those things.
Well, you know, Russia. If you can count how many times we've said the word Russia in this recording, you get like
take a drink of water every time.
Take a drink of water. Hydrate or dehydrate.
Oh, John Mulaney. But I love Russia. I've always wanted to go to Russia. I've made borscht, which is like a Russian beet soup, and it's actually very good. Oh no.
Oh no. It's still good.
I made it for my family, and while we ate at the dinner table, we listened to the USSR theme blasting around our house.
That must have been amazing.
But the whole time, my father was just looking at a soup, trying not to laugh with disappointment. He was also concerned about like the FBI tapping in and hearing that song being played 5 times.
The birds work for the bourgeoisie. So the message of this podcast is... visit Russia. Go tour there. Yeah.
But make sure you bring very warm clothes.
Because it's cold.
It's very chilly. It's kind of cool, kind of chilly.
Just a little like 5 degrees Celsius, in the middle of February.
Just a little bit chilly. Not
You'd be fine wearing a scarf.
A babushka scarf that was up here earlier.
Yes, babushka. Yes. Say that you love your babushkas. Hydrate,
yes.
And we've hit the 10-minute mark, I guess.
Woo!
Yay!
Bye!
Goodbye.